Roll back that beautiful bean footage and you'll find it.
I can't hear a thing in the game. It's like, hey, there's a friend request!
Alright, this bastard is on my... Okay, GTFO, bitch.
Alright, everybody. Here it comes. Sit back and enjoy the Fraggin' and Laggin' Podcast. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the season finale of the Fraggin' and Laggin' Podcast. And boy, did we bring out, we blew the doors off this one. We landed this one. But before we go any further, my name is Bobby or Junkhead. Thank you guys very much for the love and support you've shown this, the greatest podcast, not known to man. I guess you could say that. So, and I could not have done it without my partner in crime, the homie, the beast from Bruges, the man from across the pond, Joachim Blaze.
You forgot something. The diva.
The diva.
Say it this time.
I want everybody to have a command in their chat, and it says !Blaze, and then it'll say #diva. That's all I want in this world. And then my job is done. But we've had an awesome season, and I couldn't have done it without you. And it took a lot of work. To get this guest.
For me, it took a lot of work to get you to do your job, you know?
Wow, what a dick.
No, I'm joking.
It was honestly,
it was a blast. Like, I never thought before you started the first episode of the Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast, guys, go and listen to it. I'm not in it. It's amazing without my voice, you know? It's just Bobby talking to himself. It's just Bobby talking to himself. But anyways, it was a blast, man. Like you were saying, like I should probably have a co-host. And like when I heard that, I immediately contacted you. We started talking. We hit it off. And which episode are we at? 21, 22, 23?
This is 23.
Damn.
look at great things that are 23. Michael Jordan. Yeah. LeBron James and this guy. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. We're like, I got my intro ready. Like, I got it ready for him.
Bring the heat.
Like, wait. Before we do this, guys, we're going to do a live stream where we're going to have a bunch of our guests come in also, where we're going to kind of do live podcasting for a bunch of hours, and we're going to be collecting money, right, Junkhead, for Save the Children.
Save the Children. That was brought to our attention just stay tuned for details, but brought to our attention by Moral. Thank you very much, Moral. And we're gonna do it. We're gonna have some fun. Anyway, go ahead.
People that didn't listen to her episode, go and listen to Moral's episode. It explains what she does and what we're, you know, gonna collect money for. Great story. Anyways, today we finally got him. It took us like 1 million tweets. It took us like 2 million DMs. It took me a dick pic and some other stuff. Anyways, today I'm going to... Oh, I'm so excited. His name is Mystery. He's a dad. His wife is more funny than him. I'm sorry to say it. His son is better at him at games. He's the sexiest, baldest man on Twitch.
The darling of Twitch.
Yeah, woo! It took him 1 week to put the wood swing set together. Jeff Tro is here.
Let's go.
I'm hanging up. That's all. I mean, that was good enough. Intro.
Mic drop. There's no one can do it better. No one can do it better than
Jeff. I'm not going to ruin it by saying anything. I'm gone. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
You had a good run. Oh, yeah. Well, this got awkward. But,
shortest podcast episode in the history.
So,
let's go.
I mean, literally. But you guys don't know. If you have never seen the tweets, we have been literally harassing Jeff for like 4 months to do the podcast. And it was very fitting to have him as the season finale. And, because we know he's got a good story, and I can't wait to really hear the in-depth story of the man who's got the strongest chin on Twitch. All those, and every time I come into you, I always get you with the chin flex, you know? It's one of the things, you know? And it's just, I don't know. I think that's what people that don't come and see your streams, which shame on you if you're not watching Jeff. And you guys, all his stuff will be in the description down below. But it's really cool because as a family man, you incorporate your son in a lot of stuff, and it's really great to see. And then you post your personal life, you know, so everyone kind of like they feel like they're part of the Thoreau family, you know. Like, look, Jeff's out there building a swing set. Jeff's still out there building a swing set.
I'm not going to lie. I do have a wild, like, Twitter. Some of the stuff I tweet, very questionable. And then I always follow it up with something wholesome. So people are kind of confused. Like, what's this dude all about? So, you know, I can kind of see it from that perspective. Like, yeah. It's kind of confusing.
But, you know, that's what does it, though. That's what you're like. It's like that. You're like that. The black hole, you know, it's like not in a bad way, but it's like I want to look at it, I want to get closer, and then you're sucked in, and then next thing you know, you're getting a Jeff Throw, I love Jeff Throw tattoo. Blaze has to get one. Well, he, you know, so. But
you get one, you fanboy.
Oh, here. Any yo, stop.
I discovered Jeff's stream, like what I liked about Jeff on Twitter and on his stream, like. You got to take everything with a pinch of salt. I know that. And you're like really, really original in my opinion. Like every time I'm like, where does he keep getting these ideas? You know, like I'm always going to remember you full of marker on your face with your subs.
Here's the thing though. Some of those ideas, like you could talk to my wife, like I literally sit here all day. I'm working. I'm sitting here all week. I'm sitting here all day, all month, all year, just trying to scheme up something to do that's original, something that's slightly different to just kind of draw people in. You know, I've blown up TVs with rubber bands. We kind of did a lot of stuff with the rubber bands. Probably going to do a laptop pretty soon here. But I'm always trying to get people in, just give them something new to look at, you know, kind of set myself apart from everyone else. But
definitely is a unique thing. And I think it's funny is I still laugh. Every time I see your Twitter account, your profile picture, I'm just like, this is. But when you come in, it's like, especially what you're streaming now. I mean, you are the best pilot on Twitch right now. True. I mean, your setup. I'm like, this is the best. This is the best. And I was like, what makes it so funny is that the cockpit is one way, but you're facing the other way. And I'm like, you know what? No one can do it better. So. But
I spend so much time on Amazon, like looking at gear, like what can I do to just be slightly different, put a camera, you know, slightly different way. You know how Activator does his little intro videos and just like kind of like a camera guru. I'm trying to become that with like my whole thing that I do, you know.
It's funny. And I was watching, and I was like, oh, my God, you go in there and like I immediately start laughing nonstop. And that's what I think. The real thing that people, it's great to do this as a job. It's great to, this is what you're, you know, your income is from. But if you're not doing it, you're not smiling, then like I look at you and I'm like, he's enjoying what he's doing, you know? And I was like, it's not like, yeah, this could be his full-time job, but you know, he's still having fun doing what he's doing. And I think a lot of times that gets lost when people are doing creating content or streaming or whatever it is. Or like if you're not having fun, then you know, then you can't beat Jeff Throw. No one's better.
I mean, I don't really watch too many people that are kind of like down and out and not having fun. To me, it's all about laughing and having fun and making other people laugh. So I don't know. I started off when I first started streaming, like trying to be super wholesome and just like letting everyone know, hey, I'm here to make you laugh. Maybe you could make me laugh kind of thing, you know? And I've kind of kept that the whole time. Like, we're just trying to hang out. It's not my responsibility to always entertain. It's also chat's responsibility to entertain as well, you know? Don't bore me to death. I'm going to try to make you laugh. You try to make me laugh too. I think that's what streaming's all about. Like, the better chat you have, the better stream you have is how I view it.
Chat and in between brackets, community, family, or whatever you call it, chat is important, I always think, for your stream, because a stream with a dead chat, in a way, is boring, you know, like when there's like no interaction and everything. Damn. That's a thing that can like get me bored and walk away from certain streams, you know?
Yep, 100%.
I mean, it's great to be like the best at a game, you know? Like, there's like, you know, there's Shroud. There's, you know, there's Cloaksy, there's Jeff Throw, but you know what makes you different is that you keep it entertaining. You keep it, you know, keep it going, because, you know, I mean, like Blaze said, I mean, if you have a dead chat, it's not the same, you know. But so enough about the tell us day one, when you like looked at,
you know, like when you were born, you know, what happened,
we can fast forward a couple of Jeff. So I mean, like, what was it like you said, when you first started streaming, you wanted to be a wholesome, I mean, what was it, what got you into doing that? Was it like someone inspired you, or you were just like, you know what, I'm gonna do something no one else has done?
So I would say my gaming life and wanting to stream and all that kind of stuff started like when I was about 12 or so. I mean, this was before streaming. I don't even know if YouTube was around then, or it was mostly just like hanging out with your friends, playing games, and like a few different people had a computer. My mom worked with computers, so she brought home like an old computer, and I was, you know, messing with that, installing Windows, and like just kind of tinkering with it. And that's kind of where my love of gaming and tech came from. And then I started playing like chess online or something. And then I just got addicted to gaming. Like it was first person shooters. And then, you know, just kind of went through life, full-time work, that kind of thing, school. I was doing full-time work, full-time school. And I just stopped gaming. I'm like, I don't have enough time. I'm trying to do work. I'm trying to do school. It's just exhausting. And I literally stopped gaming for, I want to say, 2.5 years or something. And then I saw Nadeshot on YouTube. He started playing this game called H1Z1. I'm like, what's this game all about? You just land in the middle of nowhere and you're trying to be the last one surviving. Okay, I can do this. I want to do this. So I went out. I got like, I think it was around Christmas time. There was like a special on HPs. So I built out like a 6700K with a GTX 970, and it was like $1,000 or something. At that time, that was a lot of money, you know, still going to school, still, you know. But I saw enough on Nadeshot's stream. I'm like, I need to play this game. You know, at that point, it was still Z1, extremely buggy. Like it was just content, all content. So, you know, picked up that PC, and then I was back into gaming. I went from school and work to, I was finally done with school, graduated. And then it was pretty much gaming, you know, I was right back in it.
I mean, it's that game, and like it seems like H1 is really the game that is like every guest. It what was your first game that got you like that you would play, you know? And I've always asked like a lot of people, it's like, what's the one game you would play in its heyday, you could never, you know, get old? And a majority, like me, it is H1Z1 for PC gaming. H1Z1 hands down. And it's like, it like, it was, I think it was one of the last great, really skill-based games. You know, there's skill-based matchmaking, yeah, but, you know, you're not having to learn, like, bullet drops, how weapons act, and, you know, but
I think it's, I think it's one of those games where even the people that say they hate it now, it's kind of like a love-hate thing. They just are sad because it's gone, and it's still not a thing, you know? And there's no other game like it. It's just so unique, and you know, everyone's just sad now, sad or mad, you know, that it's gone.
Who was the one guy that you went up against the most in H1 during those days? You always ran into, I mean, everyone was probably afraid when they'd seen your name lighting up the kill feed, you know, but there one guy in particular.
I didn't really, for me, it was all, I just would load in. I mean, this comes down to you know, kind of a point I wanted to make too. When I was thinking like I wasn't worthy for this podcast, why did they even have me on this? I was trying to like go over a list of things.
You're worthy. Don't say
that. I'm just saying like I felt that way. I'm trying to come up with reasons. And I was thinking to myself, I mean, I kind of do have a different perspective that not too many gamers have, or maybe quite a few gamers do have, but it's not really talked about. Like, I'm kind of just the potato, you know? We like to meme that I'm, you know, so good and whatnot, but there's way more potatoes than there are godlike players. I think everyone just kind of loses that perspective, and they think that everyone's a godlike player. There's millions and millions of people that, you know, kind of are shitty. And
I mean, it's really hard to be as potato as Junkhead is at gaming. Believe me, I've tried to be as potato as he is, but
yeah, it's true, because trust me, my back is hurting, because today when we were playing, he was in the backpack all day. But you're right, though. I mean, I think that is something that gets lost in translation. But I think for you guys and gals out there that are listening to what Jeff said, is that it's okay to be a potato. And I'm not saying that we're all potatoes, but, you know, there is those top tier players that stream on Twitch, but there's more people that are bots, potatoes, you know, that stream that, but the entertainment value is nothing like what you would get, you know, from like someone that you got to subscribe for them to, you know, read your message, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So
yeah.
I think that there's not and like I've said, it is that, you know, a follow is free. You come hang out, you talk in the chat, we'll be entertaining as a team, you know? And I think that a lot of people realize that it's one thing to look at Twitch to me as a means for financial livelihood. Yes, I think in the back of your mind, you can think of that, but to me, it's more important to be funny. It's more like what you do. Like one of the funniest things is when Ernest Blofield was in your chat, and he was talking about your lighting around your camera.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, I heard it works better when you turn it up all the way. So you turn your camera, your light up all the way, and all you see is like pretty much your headphones. You're just like this white glow. It's like little things like that. Like I literally was laughing nonstop to the point that my stomach hurt. And I was like, I wish I could think of stuff like that. And you literally played a game like that. You're like, okay, maybe turn it down a little bit. You know, it's the little things like that you do. I think that you should never sell yourself short, because I think your vision, your goal that you're going for, you're accomplishing it whether you know it or not, you know? And it's fucking hilarious. You are one fucking hilarious dude.
Thank you. I mean, to me, there is no unmatched feeling on streaming than, you know, kind of busting up internally and then looking at chat and seeing that chat's busting up too. Like, that feeling that you get from, I don't know, it's kind of like the class clown. I was always the class clown, and that feeling of just coming up with feeling of coming up with something to make everyone bust up laughing was just number one to me. It was just number one.
I mean, it's like you look at your like I said, your channel points with the chin flexes. I remember you had the calf raises, so you're like, you had the camera set down, you would stand up and do calf raises, all, you know. And I was like, man, I was like, what? You can't beat some of this stuff. I mean, it's like, he's like the originator, man. And it's like, I don't know. It's like, you're that guy, you know, and that's a good thing, you know. It's like, yeah, I can go and subscribe. I could use my Prime Gaming subscription on, like, say, you know, somebody else, let's Lupo or who's that ninja guy or something, and I may not be acknowledged in their chat, and except if I use my Prime Gaming subscription or a donation, and this is no slight on them, I know that that's their business, but if I come into your chat is rolling nonstop, they're giving you a hard time, you roll with the punches, and it's just like when I talked, we had Ant Cloaksy's brother on here. It's like, you're one of those guys that prides yourself on reading the chat nonstop and doing funny things. It's like the Ernest Blofield thing with the light, turning on the light, and you know, when you did the it's always funny, because, and I'm sure Blaze feels the same way, is like when you're doing the Fall Guys, the greatest, I mean, I don't know which died faster, Anaria or Fall Guys. So like, you know, you're actively...
Anaria still exists?
I don't know. And I heard
think
it.
I checked the player count. It was at zero, so I finally uninstalled the other day.
We won't talk about that game because, anyway.
Deception, and because I was right and I told you so, Junker.
No, I know. No, it's funny because I would go into he's like, hey, I just bought the game, and, you know, ooh, cool. I was like, I pre-ordered. I haven't got... And 4 days later, I got my... And then Jeff was like, oh, don't worry about it, the game's already dead. I was like, it's only been out for four fucking days, man. But, you know, and it's just like, you know, when you're playing the game, you would stop and you'd add text to your chat, you know. It's like, hey, still better than Tim, you know. And then you know, you set it up so your son could play. He had his cam, you had your cam, and when Link was there, he's like, "Are you gonna cry? Because you can stop playing. You can't cry and play Fall Guys." You know. Yeah. But I was like,
to me, I mean, that kind of hits on something kind of personal to me. Like, so my mom and dad, they got a divorce when I was 12, and it kind of changed who I was, you know, because I had that good bond with my dad, and then he basically kind of disappeared till I was in like my 20s. So like, to me, I cherish every second I can get with Lincoln. I tweet that constantly, and I want people to know, like, yeah, I stream, but I don't really need to. It's not like I make a ton. Number one, I make negative because I'm constantly gifting subs and whatnot in other channels. But I just want, if anyone takes anything out of this, like, I'm a dad first, you know, streamer second, but you know, I don't know. Just kind of hit a little personal note for there.
And like, I was kind of the same way a little bit, and I felt, that's why to this day I feel a little guilty. I was like, you know, like whenever like our grandson would come over, our grandkids, kid, you know, I want to stream, you know, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to stream. I stop whenever my grandson comes over or my granddaughter, whenever they feel like coming over. First of all, I'm never going to tell them no. You know, it's like pretty much if Lincoln wants to say, "Hey, Dad, I want to go get some, you know, ice cream or something." I was supposed to stream. You know what? I'm going to do it. And that's how I feel, is that you're able to prioritize family time. It's like two separate persons. You know, there's Dad, and then there's the most entertaining show on Twitch. You know, and like, to me, I will never sacrifice my family over Twitch. It's not worth it, you know? Because I can't get that time back. I can stream anytime, but I can't get those moments back, you know?
And I think there's a lot of gamers / streamers that are, you know, kind of wondering how they can do that and if they should have kids, or maybe they do have kids. And there's probably a lot of people that I have gotten quite a few DMs, like, how do you do it kind of thing, you know? So I don't know.
I got a kid, 2.5 years old.
Yep. There you go.
And let's see, like our youngest, oh my God, our youngest combined child is 22 years old, you know, between Shannon and I. And then we have 3 grandkids getting ready to have 4. I wish my stepson would stop. You know, he can give us a break, you know, but it's like I've streamed and I've played Fortnite with him, you know, and he's funny and, you know, it's just, but I don't really want to risk those moments in time, you know, but it's really cool how you incorporate him in the show. So it's like, you know, it's really cool. It's really admirable. And I just think that, like, you're an example. Is like, yeah, you could show you're an entertainer, but you're also a family man, and you really, you allow him to be part of the show. And, you know, kudos to you, man, because, you know, there's just not enough people like you out there, man. So go ahead and give yourself the day off this weekend if you want, you know.
to me, those are some of the funnest moments in streaming, because a lot of those moments are completely organic. Like the other day when I was doing the flight sim, and he just walked in and said he wanted to be the flight attendant or something, or bring food or something. So, and then we made him the air marshal, and, like, you know, just that stuff was literally just me, like, just, you know, going about my day. I decided I was going to do flight sim, so I start up the stream. I didn't think at all about incorporating him, but he walked in, and then bam, next thing you know, we have all this content with him just being cued and throwing people off the plane and stuff. So,
and cool. I think it allows it to be more entertaining. Like, and that, it's like, it sets, like, I was playing with my grandson, and I get knocked and Fortnite, of course. And he knocks a guy with the spear gun and kills them, and then goes and teabags the guy. And I'm like, that's a moment, you know, like someone clipped it, you know, and I thought it was the best. And, you know, and he's like, teabag. And I was like, you know, my job is done. You know, I wish.
Where did he learn that?
Huh? You know, he knew it before me. I will tell you that. But it's like you're right. It's like little organic moments, like out of nowhere. And yeah, he's like, what 100%. Did he just say, teabagging? And I look, and there he is. I'm floating in the water, and he's teabagging. And I was like, that is the best.
Oh, I was like,
those are special moments, you know, and like your when is the next treadmill stream going to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, we are in the new place and we do have more room now. I do have a donation trigger, kind of like I got this idea from American Dad. He's got like a $10 donation trigger kind of thing for like an earthquake kind of. I'm not sure.
$17.76.
Yeah. He's got some banger ideas in there. So I kind of stole it a little bit, but I do my own thing where I'm kind of on the treadmill at 10 miles per hour if I get a $10 donation. So I've set up a GoPro that connects to my OBS, and I just run downstairs real quick and set that up and then kind of hop on the treadmill kind of thing.
It was just, I don't know. It's just like, it's very unique, man. I mean, it's like, when are you going to start doing the classes on YouTube, you know? How to be a cool, funny guy. The first class is free.
I kind of got assaulted the other day. I think I got 14 or 15 donations, so I was nonstop on the treadmill. So I think I ran over a mile or something at 10 miles per hour.
Oh, wait. Here's one. When is the dad bod, yeah.
Is your brain still working?
I think I know what he's saying. Dad bod is pretty close to me. He's,
when are you guys going to have?
Hour and a half or so away.
I'm just saying, when is the amateur boxing?
We could do it. Happen. I said, how about, I did tweet him. Someone tagged me and said, when is the boxing match?
Oh, I did. Okay. It was me. Yeah.
He's like, I think I asked him, well, what about UFC or something? He's like, I could do that too. And I was like, oh shit, never mind. I'm out of here.
I meant Indian leg wrestling, or you should do like a thumb wrestling contest, you know?
A couple of years ago when I went to TwitchCon, this is a TwitchCon that I met Joaquin. I was tweeting it out that anyone who wants to arm wrestle me, you know, feel free to come up. Not a single person took me up on the offer. So
I didn't see that tweet. If I would have had time, that's the first thing, but that's probably the reason I wasn't on Twitter. If I would have had time, I would have come and arm wrestled you.
Dude, that's like little things like that. If you come find me, we're arm wrestling. I was like, what? You know, you think about that. Dude, Jeff Throat has said if you find him, we're gonna arm wrestle. And I was like, can't beat that, you know. And TwitchCon, maybe one year I'll go. Yet to be,
yeah, if they have one with all the
you could have a Jeff Con, you know. But I mean now that you're a professional flight sim streamer, I mean that's your thing, you know. And it's just like, yeah, I told him I was like Blaze, I go, he has it on his screen. I said, he's not even facing the cockpit the right way. It's the best, you know. So, but I mean, other than H1Z1, and then what made you realize, look, I need to evolve. I need to do something different content-wise. And what was that? What was the game that did it for you after H1Z1?
I have literally not found a game after H1Z1. Like, I've just been kind of hopping. Kind of did some just chatting kind of crazy stuff, like with the rubber bands and whatnot. And then, as you can see, the flight sims kind of piquing my interest a little bit, because it's kind of fun to hop on and just do some like content type stuff and not take it too seriously and just kind of pretend to be a pilot. I mean, number one NA pilot.
Number, you know, one.
It's just
give you a title. Know. Give you the title. Yeah. Number one.
I haven't really found anything other than the flight sim. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people that are kind of in waiting, just kind of hoping that another game like H1 comes out, you know?
Yeah, I think, I don't think it'll happen.
No.
We can all dream. I think Anaria was like our last great hope that we could have gone for. And, we all know what that was like, you know? I mean, that was like a presidential debate right there, you know?
I had fun playing it. It was a good game. It just, you know, was very early. The studio just didn't really seem like they knew what they were doing, and it just kind of died off, you know. Too much bad press, because there's a lot of carryover from like the H1 kids that just wanted to be mad at life kind of thing.
Yeah, but they kind of wanted to use that publicity from H1, like, hey, we're gonna make a, you know,
yeah, oh,
different,
yeah,
version of H1, like H1 version 2, and it just backfired on them, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
And I mean, I don't know. I had high. I really had high hope. I finally got, like I said, I finally got my key. Never. I uninstalled the game. I was so upset. Like literally, I was like, I'm uninstalling this game. Screw that, man. Have you played? What about Warzone? Have you played the? Got in the zone.
I mean, I played it, but I don't know. To me, it's like the whole family man thing and trying to juggle work life and family life and streaming life. I don't want to just be sitting there with like the dead chat and like not making people laugh and me not laughing. And I kind of feel like a lot of those games, other than H1, for whatever reason, H1 just had the perfect recipe of being entertaining and shooting stuff, clicking on heads and just having fun and just loving life kind of thing. Where Warzone, I tried it, but dead chat kind of syndrome. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of hard. Like yeah, I don't want to give up time with the family to just kind of just sit there dead. You know, if I'm not making people laugh, it's not really worth it to me.
I mean, I that is like so admirable that you know what you just said is like it's, you know, I could go and do it to a dead chat, and I think. Like people like you, and not that you're not, because you are the best at a lot of games. Almost every game you touch, you're the best at. And you guys have
because
to understand.
Because he plays games that nobody plays.
No, it's like every game he plays. Like, I'm the best at this game. There's nobody better, you know. And that's like his catchphrase. I'm waiting for the Jeff throw. I'm the best at this game. There's no one better shirt, you know. But and it's just. You find the enjoyment of being more entertaining than being really the best at a game, you know, a good at a game, you know, and I don't know.
You kind of have to do that after you get to a certain point or age, I guess, point in your life/age. You just have too many different priorities. You can't just sit there toiling away for hours trying to perfect every little technique. You kind of have to give some of that up a little bit.
And I mean, it's just, I have to know there was a big debate during the Munchie Main. Munchie Main says he pooped on you all the time.
Okay. He said he's got a clip. Lie. I've got the clip. I literally, we had a boxing match, you know, if he wants to do this IRL, let me know. But I threw him down, you know, he was on the ground. He was crying. He might have even ended stream shortly after that. I don't know if the clips show that, but he might have even ended stream.
So it was like
Munchie, if you hear this, you know, he's ready to wrestle.
You two tapped him with the 1-2 combo. And he's like, I'm done.
Technically, there was no two tapping involved because that's too easy. So what I did is I came in there. He came in there. We just boxed it out, literally boxed it out. I came out on head ahead. So simple as that.
So you came out carrying the belt. You had the crown. You carried the crown out. I think there might be a round.
How many TwitchCons did you go to?
Just the one where I met you, which I didn't even know who you were, but I was hanging with Munchie and he came up to you, gave you a big old hug. I'm like, who is this dude? You know? So kind of cool how things kind of
come back around. In my heydays.
That was
I got my kid in 2018 and I know what it is to have a kid, a family, a full-time job to juggle and try to stream, try to have time to, you know, work on your stream, get ideas and all that stuff. It's not an easy life, you know, and it's a lot of sacrifices, you know. When I started like streaming and I got big was in the period I was going through my divorce and I was living alone, you know. And I had time. I just worked and came home and put on my stream all night. So, you know, life is different when you get more responsibilities and more people to take care of. Look at Junkat. He's got like 23 grandchildren, you know?
Man,
that's
you
a lot of
stop,
work.
Man.
I mean, come on. But
like,
Jeff,
I think it would be funny. I think it would be funny if Jeff was to play Warzone now. Because of the damn jump scares that are going on right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I did tweet that scene if I should do that, because that could be some good content. For
I'm telling you, it got me today. It got me today.
Junkat beat his pants.
Just try it. It'll be funny. It'll be good. It'll be good content. Like, then be like, okay, I've got it. I'm done. Uninstalling the game. Be like the doc, you know. I'm uninstalling this game. I mean, how many times did that guy uninstall H1Z1? Do we have a count?
I think 1,669.
I don't know. So, but it's the one game that I will never take off my desktop. That game could be dead, zero player base, but it's like that. You know, I'm never gonna take it off.
Jeff, you went to an event to TwitchCon, right? Which Junkhead hasn't yet. What was the weirdest, funniest, nicest, or whatever thing that you remember from TwitchCon?
I have so many memories. Number one,
tell us a few. Tell us a few.
Yeah, tell us them all. Tell them all. Tell them all.
So I get there, and I'm kind of just walking around like nonstop. Well, number one, I was meeting up with a dude named Rene the Grenade. He's in my community. He was on what's that thing where they gave away the TG hoodies? Whatever show that was. He was on that show, won one of the hoodies and whatnot. So
it's not Fight for the Crown, what was it?
No.
No. It's that TV show that everybody was watching all the time where you got the hoodies.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Why am I drawing a blank? I'm completely drawing a blank.
The Jeff Throw Show. Go ahead. We'll call
it No. It was with the guy with Todd Roy and yeah. The guy with his ponytail, like somebody tweeted out I should like get him on the podcast also. Fuck.
Todd Roy would be really good on the podcast. He loves to talk. Dude is entertaining.
But anyway, keep going. I mean,
it was just kind of Taunt Fest, that's what it was called.
Yeah. Your wife told you that, wasn't it? Your wife told you that.
Googled it. It was just interesting because I was walking around, kind of just taking everything in. It's my first TwitchCon. This is the one where I met Joaquim and pretty much everyone that I'd been watching on Twitch for, you know, a year or so.
But for me, you were not watching me because you were like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah,
weird,
I had no idea.
Tall, Belgian guy.
Munchie's like, come here, Joaquim, and kind of hugs him. I'm like, who is this dude? But, you know, so I'm seeing all these people. I'm seeing Tim the Tab Man, and I'm kind of just walking around, like, just see. It's kind of cool because you take that experience from just watching them on your monitor to actually meeting them and kind of hanging out and chilling and whatnot. It was kind of cool to me because I was meeting, like, people in my community, number one. Like I was saying with Rene the Grenade, I don't know if you guys know. I'm sure you guys know, but maybe not everyone that's listening knows. We're called the Glovers. So basically, you know, it's a rubber glove kind of thing. And I took a rubber glove and kind of signed it for Rene and gave him. He's got the literally one of a kind. One out of one rubber glove signed in his possession. So very valuable. If he ever wants to sell it, probably easily seven figures.
Easily seven figures. I mean, you're like, you're selling it and you're getting a Lambo. Easily.
100%.
So yeah, you're going around. Tell us a juicy story, man. I'm like ready.
I mean, in terms of juiciness, there's not too much juiciness other than when I hugged Munchie. He was kind of juicy, you know. He's kind of ripe a little bit.
Like cheat on the wife and stuff like some streamers do? You know, did you do that kind of stuff?
As his podcast appointed attorney, Jeff, you cannot answer that question. Next question, please.
I was gonna say next question. I may have groped Munchie a little too long, a little too hard and long. You know what I'm saying? So
okay, we'll let that slide.
I mean,
nothing else.
The first time I saw Munchie was like, he's got a nice butt. She's got a nice butt. And he turned around and I was like, it's Munchie. Hi, dude. How you doing?
I'm sure those are the exact words you said too. You're the hussy of Twitch, Blaze. Oh, come here. Look at that badonkadonk. That, what do the kids call it? A dump truck? Look at that dump truck. Oh, wait, that's Munchie Maine. My bad.
It is kind of the TwitchCon experience is kind of cool. Like just to you know, meet people that you've been watching on the on your screen for so long, you know. Nothing too juicy though, other than just
parties?
Chilling with.
Did you do any parties?
Nah, I took my wife and son. So we were just big chilling, you know, kind of just taking it all in. They when I went to the convention, I think I was only there one day. Because I was driving in Friday. I had a wedding Friday night. So then we drove after the wedding. And then, not my wedding. We were just attending a wedding. Technically, this is a juicy story.
Oh,
we show
go.
Up at the hotel like 11:30 p.m. or something Friday night. I've got my wife and child with me. It's kind of sketchy too. Like the area that we were in, really sketchy looking. There's no one at the desk. There's no one answering the door. We're like, I'm like Googling, trying to see like, can we find another hotel somewhere? Cause there's no one there. We finally like call corporate, and then probably 30, 40 minutes later, they finally come to the front and let us in. At that point, there's like 5-6 people waiting to get in. So we finally get in or whatever. So that was a little scary considering I have my wife and kid just sitting there 12 at night trying to get into the hotel, you know? I was like, crap, did I make a mistake like inviting them and, you know, kind of taking it all in? I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty nice.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Bobby, from the Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast.
Hold on a minute. Why is it always you doing the intro? It's my time now. Guys, if you ever wondered what peripherals we're using while we're doing this podcast, while we're gaming, while we're having fun, while we're actually fragging, we're using XtraFi. If you want to check them out, it's XtraFi.com. If you want to check a local store near you or an online store, XtraFi.com/resellers. Go and check it out. I gotta say, I've been using the super lightweight mouse for a year now. It's amazing. It improved my aim and it improved my gaming. And I had them send over some stuff to Bobby to test out. What did you think about it, Bobby?
I'm gonna tell you, I've been using the one specific mouse for like 2 years. And the fine people at XtraFi sent me this awesome RGB mouse, the M4. And it's super lightweight. It took me like a little bit to get used to it, and I'm never going to use anything else. I mean, it's so simple to change my DPI. The polling on it is simple, and not only that, I got some H1 Ninjas in Pajamas inspired headphones in the mail today, and I love them 100%. So, guys,
as you can hear, headsets, keyboards, mice, mouse pads, accessories.
Let me
like
ask you this:
What
are you? I noticed that you said you wanted a mouse bungee for Christmas this year. Well, guess what? XtraFi's got you covered. 100%.
Oh, awesome, man.
You guys go to XtraFi.com or XtraFi.com/resellers. They sell all over the world. Asia, NA, Europe, they got you covered. So you guys, check it out. Tell them the guys from the Frag and Laggin podcast send them your way. And just keep in mind, if you guys are out there, you better be fragging, because if not,
you're probably not using XtraFi gear.
Okay.
But I mean, it's one
of
those.
He's hiding some stories. I'm pretty sure.
That TwitchCon is under an NDA. He can't really talk a lot about it.
I did sign two NDAs during that TwitchCon. I can't talk about it.
And there was the Underground Fight Club that he was a part of. He can't really go into depth of that.
It was the San Diego one, right?
No, San Jose.
Or the Long Beach one. The San Jose one. Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, no. There's so much going on.
You had that separate place where they were doing all the Fortnite tournaments, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and where you could, like, in between those two buildings, you had, like, the thing where you could drink alcohol and stuff like that, you know?
Yep. Yeah, right out there is where I saw you do, like, a friendly reach around on Munchie, right over there.
That's also the place where... oh my God, what's his name? Our Canadian friend that always drinks in his stream. Come on, Blaze, you're getting old.
I mean, all the homies were over there. Like, it was just funny because, like, the drinking and all that was in between where all the little kids are going to watch Fortnite.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Linden. That's where Linden was. 2/3 of TwitchCon. I found Linden there.
That was cool. That was cool meeting Linden, because I saw him and I was like, hey, dude, you don't know who I am, but what's up, man? And he gave me a hug and whatnot. And that was pretty cool.
I was there with Volky, Dr. Disrespect, and the Law was also with me. That's when we met.
Oh, nice.
I remember.
And I just wish this year's TwitchCon would have taken place, or that I didn't cancel last year, because I just know so many more people that would be cool to, like, meet IRL, you know? Because that first TwitchCon, I didn't really know that many people, but now I feel like I know so many more people.
This time, don't bring the wife and kid, and we'll get you in all the, you know, secret parties and stuff.
That's what I'm saying. We'll party it up, yep.
I mean, I don't know. It's just, I've I keep saying every year I'm going to go to a TwitchCon, but I just don't. I'm just like, hey, you know, this was going to be the year that I was going to go. Then this coronavirus thing happened, and you know what? Maybe next year. Who knows? I think TwitchCon might not happen. I wish TwitchCon would be like in the middle of the U.S. You know,
when they announced that, I think it was London or one of the ones this year. I thought for sure it was going to be in
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
When they announced that one, I thought for sure they're just going to do it somewhere in the East Coast in the U.S., but nope, it was completely different country.
I would like it to be like, say, in the middle of the United States. I think it'd be easier for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I figured it's one of those that maybe you want to... I want to go to one TwitchCon just to say I've done the TwitchCon thing, and then after that, I'm just like, it is what it is, you know? I want to go home. I'm ready.
I would say it's definitely worth going once, just kind of like take it all in, meet some homies, and it is kind of cool.
I mean, I always feel like, it'll be like people like you guys that would know me kind of stuff, you know, but like, I'm like, not like fans. Oh my God, I've been subscribed to your channel for 69 months in a row. Well, first of all, pal, you're lying because my channel has not been around for 69 months, but you know, thanks. Here we go. You know, but, you know, it's just
actually, I had people come out to meet me when they knew I was there, you know, like me from as a European coming to the U.S. is kind of special anyways, you know.
So, but I mean, but I think it's one of those that, like, yeah, you just want to do it to do it, you know, just to say you've got it done. You can put that, you know, that tick in that check mark box, that box, and be like, all right, been there, done that, got the T-shirt, you know, what are we doing? Going to do from here?
Every time I go to TwitchCon, I go home with like 10 or 15 shirts and like 3 or 4 caps. And you get so much stuff there.
I mean, it's not necessarily that, because like going to all, like as an esports manager, wow, words are hard. As an esports manager, when you go to events, there's so much. Like everyone call, you know, what do you guys call it, the TwitchCon flu or whatever. It's like that at every esports event. There's just so many dirty people. And this is like before the coronavirus. Like, I just don't like getting sick and feeling miserable. And you hear the horror stories about people, you know, either they get sick or they buy a $150 hot dog because they got so drunk, you know. Hashtag Nero's Bits.
The thing is, when you go to events like that, like, it's in like 2 or 3 days time or whatever. It's so short of time. You want to meet all your friends. You sometimes have sponsor obligations. You want to meet other sponsors, talk to other sponsors.
See, that's why
you got so much stuff going on. In the evening, you got the party of this brand, and the same like night, a party from the other brand. So you hop between parties, you know. I remember going to in Germany to a PUBG party, and then a few hours later to an Amazon party, and like you barely sleep. You sleep like 2 hours. So if you like, you have the long trip, you're tired already. You arrive, it immediately starts. You go like 1,000 miles an hour, and you just keep going, going, going. You barely sleep, and by the time it's all finished and all the pressure goes off, you come home, and I just think your body's really tired. That's what usually happens to me, that I just need 2 or 3 days of sleep, you know? No, but that's
when you get older, once you get into like in about 10 more years, once you hit 40, you will learn things like naps are key, and like a good long 2 to 7 hour nap. You can go for,
me and Jeff were 19 years old. We're fine, man. Yeah. Don't worry about us.
Exactly. I don't need a cat nap's all I need, 5 minutes at the most.
Yeah, and then he's like just back in the fight, you know. I mean, you're just like you know, what do you call it? Skynet. You know, Skynet created Jeff Throw, you know. The Jeff T-1000, you know, get wrecked. So you did the TwitchCon, you've competed at the highest level in all esports, every esport that you've been involved. I mean, you're possibly one of the greatest streamers on Twitch. I mean, what's next? I mean, what's the big plans, you know? I mean, you've got what, three championships, esports championships in three different, you know, like, I mean, is there anything you can't do, pretty much? I mean, we want to know, is there anything you can't do?
I mean, t- to me, like I said, it's all about just making people laugh. If I'm laughing, they're laughing, having a good time. That's all I really care about. Like legit. That's literally number one in my channel. In terms of goals or like aspirations, obviously grow the community, have some more viewers, make more people laugh, you know, just kind of vibe and hang out. But don't really have too many more aspirations. Just kind of take the content to the next level. Just continue being goofy. Like to me, like I've been called goofy so many times by different people as like an insult. To me, it's just I'm goofy. I'm fine with that. To me, goofy, funny, all that is just a compliment, you know?
I mean, it's like yeah, I agree.
The stream is like your hobby, right? The stream is like going to the gym or whatever. The stream is you have your day stuff you're doing, your job, your family, and all that stuff. And when you put your stream on, you just want to hang with a bunch of people and laugh. That's yep. actually, if I understand yep. it correctly.
Yep.
You know, that's what you like about Jeff. He could have gone on. He'd be like, yeah, you know, loved it. Yep. It's like the boom hour. Yep. You know, but I mean, it's like, it's so nice because I just don't think that if you guys have not seen Jeff's stream, you guys really need to go because you can't put a price tag on that kind of content because yeah, you know, I was like, hey, you know, I could do that. Oh, wait, Jeff's already done it. Now, you know, I mean, I know they say that, you know, what is it? Copying someone's whatever they're doing is a form of like, you know, hey, I appreciate you, you know, that's the whatever that I can't even. I don't know. Woo, let's go. I don't know. I take a, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's like a compliment.
Jeff,
you know?
Jeff, I maybe got an opening for next season as a co-host, you know, because I'm my out. Current co-host is like getting brain farts way too much. What's wrong with you, Junkhead?
I don't know. I don't know.
But hey, Jeff, like you streaming, right? It's just so inspirational in a way because you'd like to keep it entertaining, but like what else keeps you going in life? Like what is your life about? What is Jeff? You know, like people that know you from the stream and they would ask you like, who is Jeff outside of streaming? What would you tell them?
It's literally Jeff on stream, Jeff off stream. It sounds cliche, but that's literally who I am off stream. When we're going camping, when we're with family, when we're doing anything, it's all about trying to make people laugh. Like I'm just sitting there biding my time, like, you know, kind of filling the crowd out, and then bam, you know, I hit with the joke or whatever. Like to me, that is literally number one. When I say it's number one, I'm not lying. That's literally like, I've always done that. I don't know why. I don't know why it's so fun/funny to me, but to me, I mean, that's like, I don't know. I guess that's kind of like my aspirations in life is just to make people laugh. I guess I should have been like, if I knew jokes or something, maybe I could be a comedian, but I don't really. I feel like I kind of just organically come up with stuff. I'm not really a comedian per se, but I'm just trying to make people laugh, you know? Like, it's kind of like, it seems a little like surface level, but at the same time, that's deep down who I am. Like, that just gives me so much joy to see people laugh and smile and be happy. I feel, like I said, I feel like it's cliche, but, to me, like it kind of like, I could pivot a little bit to say like, gifting subs and donations and all that, just making other people happy in any form. Like if that's donations, bits, whatever, subbing, you know, supporting their channel, like liking and retweeting their tweets, stuff like that. To me, that like, that makes me happy. I don't know if that's like too surface level, if you're trying to go deeper or whatnot, but to me, it makes me feel happy when someone else is happy.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't put a price tag on that because, you know, like, we don't know what that person on the other side of the keyboard, their day has been like. You know, they could be like, man, I just had the worst day of my life, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then they fire up the show. It's like, oh, don't worry, Jeff's going to be there. You know, our little Jeff is going to be there to put a smile. And that's what it is, you know, because you never know, you know, what kind of impact you could have on somebody. If it's just making somebody smile for five seconds and it turns their day around, then to me, I think you've done your job, you know? And that's the cool thing about it, though, is that constantly you seem to always have a good positive attitude and are all about being the class clown, you know, the darling of Twitch, you know, and it's really admirable because that's tough for people to do, to be funny all the time. I mean, well, unless you're Blaze, hashtag watch his gameplay, you know, then that's a real good look.
Yes. He has to put it in there.
He always did. Because like I said, I know that I'm not the best at games, and but if I could make somebody laugh and they're having a rough day, then, you know, I guess you kind of look at like how Jeff does, you know? If I can make you laugh and it puts a smile on your face, then, you know what? Mission accomplished.
And I think there's like a huge misconception on Twitch. Well, it's partly true, but like I don't want to give the misconception that I'm like always happy or that I'm like fake happy, because there's a lot of people that are like anti-happy on Twitch. They want people to be like, if they have two viewers, they want them to have one viewer. If they have 20 viewers, they act like they're not even live. And I've received criticism like that, and it's kind of gotten to me like inside my head, because I just want to make people laugh and have fun. And I don't want to focus too much on the numbers. As much as I don't want to focus on the numbers, it still happens. Like, you know, you want a lot of people in there. Oh, sorry about that. It was a little, you know, Newegg reminder for the RTX 3080. I'm not sponsored, but I did get a little notification. It is in stock. And just like that, it's out of stock. Like I was saying.
See, and so you guys, I've been understanding. That's the meme of 2020. Is that, that is the kind of stuff that you get on and in Jeff's stream. It's like, I got the alert that it's in stock and it's out of stock. Try next and time, you know,
just like in my stream, there's literally rules to do no kind of notifications, nothing that's going to distract me. I literally have no clue what I was talking about now. I literally got uppercutted. I have zero clue. What was I talking about? What were we talking about? Oh, viewership and getting down.
Not,
and stuff
yeah,
like
not
that.
Looking at your numbers, but theoretically, yeah, kind of looking at your like. Part.
I just wanted to like be known, like just because some people are nice and stuff doesn't mean that they're fake nice. I feel like there's like a huge portion of Twitch viewership that they see someone being nice on Twitch, they just automatically assume they're being fake, kind of thing. But there are a lot of nice people on Twitch that support people and do a lot of things that they don't need to do, you know, like spending a lot of their time, even though it's very precious, like in their stream and whatnot. And I feel like I think a lot of bigger content creators, they kind of like take that for granted, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we've heard it in multiple episodes this season, is that time is the most valuable thing. Time is the most valuable thing that you can give somebody and you can put into anything, because you theoretically, you once you give it, you can't get it back, you know? So it's just like when people, you keep seeing the same faces come hanging around, you see the same faces that are involved in the content that you're making, that are making suggestions. Hey, dude, I love this. Like, I have one of our listeners, Johnny November. He listens to every episode and he always gives like suggestions, because when you're making your own content, you're kind of see it with the blinders on, you know? And so it's nice because I'm getting that feedback on the stuff that me and Blaze are doing from someone that's not involved in this process, but listen to the process, you know? So it's nice to have those people versus someone saying, oh, by the way, your shit sucks. You should uninstall.
I mean, I know I'm amazing. I know. I mean, you don't need to tell me, Junkhead.
Oh my gosh, this girl. Oof. Jesus, take the wheel with her.
I'm glad you brought up the content ideas again, because at the beginning of the podcast, you had mentioned something about it. And I was going to say, like, because you were like, how does he come up with these ideas? I wanted to give a big shout out to my community, my viewers, subs, whatnot, because a lot of them, they DM me on Twitter, whatever, with all kinds of ideas. Like a lot of them I come up with, I'm just sitting here working, trying to figure out what we can do next, kind of thing. But a lot of them come from my viewers. You know, Danielle, she's hit me with so many ideas, and a lot of other viewers have, you know, just kind of DM'd back and forth and said, hey, what do you think about this or that? You know, so it's not all me. A lot of it's, you know, people from my community that kind of want to see me do something crazy. Yeah, it always is stuff that's, you know, torturing me, making me eat disgusting stuff or drink disgusting stuff. So they're getting enjoyment out of it, but it's still funny, you know?
Yeah, you're just like, Or like that one person's like, hey, maybe you should have your wife, like, every such and such donation, put a wax, you know, wax your legs or something, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, like, yeah. Come on. Yeah, that's not fun.
That one. Yeah.
That's not fun. I did it for my donation for my for Shannon's gaming chair, and it was like the most painful thing. I have much respect for women that get that shit done. I at one point in time, I thought I seen Jesus. It was that painful. Now Blaze goes for like the, you know, he gets a full on body wax all the time, so he's used. Like me, I'm just like, hey, that hurts. That hurts. So, I mean, other
beauty
than that,
hurts. Beauty needs really to hurt because else it's not beauty.
You know, sometimes beauty is painful, you know, being beautiful is. So what's next, man? I mean, Jeff, I mean, you've, like I said, you've won multiple championships. You've accomplished great things in content. You've got partnered on Twitch 7 times and you just keep turning it. You know, like, I don't want to be a partner. You know, I'm good. So,
I mean, I think that is my ultimate goal, is to get partnership, not really necessarily partnership, but just get to that level where that's even a possibility, because it hasn't been. Like, I've had a few streams here or there where we're averaging quite a few or enough, and a little host here and there kind of thing helps. But that is ultimately the goal, to get enough viewers to where, you know, maybe this thing turns into something a little bit bigger. You know, I would love to entertain more people and kind of have like a bigger platform, you know. At the same time, you know, there's a part of me in my head that's like, dude, I had hair before I started streaming. Now I'm bald as hell. So maybe this isn't what I should be pursuing.
Wait, maybe you had hair at some point?
Yes, before I started streaming, I had hair. You start streaming, you lose that. It goes away.
Get ready, Blaze. Get ready.
Oh, that's why Junkhead is getting bald.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a hard knock life out here for us, you know, as content creators. So, I mean, usually that's when, just so you know, that the way it is now, when you start losing your hair, is really when you've made it. It's not about getting partnered. When your hair falls out, you've made it. Could you imagine Ninja, if Ninja goes bald? I know he did the little thing when he went over to Mixer and stuff, but imagine when Ninja going bald. Oh my gosh. Ninja looking like Tim the Tat Man.
Oh my God. Don't want to imagine that.
Hootie hoo.
Jeff, another question. Jeff Tro. Like, Jeff is probably your real name, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's like, what's Tro about? Or is that also your real name?
So the name story is kind of lame. Like, I don't even know if I remember the story. Like, when I got it from H1, I was trying to create some sort of name. And it was like, I was just like throwing words together. None of them really were like sticking for me. They didn't really seem that great. Then I came up with Jeff Throw One More. I'm not even sure why. I think Jeff Throw was taken. I think I've kind of like my whole life, you know, like Jethro Tull kind of thing. I've always kind of gone with that Jethro kind of like a play on my name. And then I think I tried it. It was taken on Twitter. It was taken. So I just kind of like was thinking, I throw every game kind of thing. So why not just throw another one kind of thing? So that's how I came up with Jethro One More. And then eventually I ended up getting like Jethro. I think I've always had Jethro on Twitch though, just not on Twitter. But yeah, that's pretty much the name story. Nothing too fancy, nothing too crazy.
It is a funny story, though.
It is, yeah.
Like, you Jeff, throw it. One more.
Yeah, I pretty much throw every game anyway, for the most part. So I prioritize entertainment over winning. There's a lot of other content creators that, like, winning is number one. There's a lot of viewers that only want to watch, like, the best of the best. Mm-hmm. But I just prioritize entertainment over that, which I guess it can be entertaining to win as well. So I try to focus up and try hard it up, but it doesn't always work out, so I try to make it funny rather than focusing.
Don't worry. Link soon is going to win more games than you ever won in your whole life.
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%.
Yeah, but like, you know, but like
Link,
I said,
Link is his son, by the way, guys, if you don't remember.
I mean, but you know, like I said, like, you've done it all. You've won multiple championships. You've got several presidential accommodations. And, I mean, when you're on top, it's it's not easy being on top like you, and I don't know what to say. It's like, you know, you could have been like, hey, you know, sign my normal contract where, you know, I get paid $1 million per podcast episode, but you didn't. You said, you know what? Hey, you know, you're kind of a couple of down to earth guys, and you know, I'll waive my appearance fee. You know,
speaking of which, I'm actually paying the Fraggin' and Laggin' folks to basically, I'm paying you guys somehow. I'm doing a giveaway on Twitter. If you guys have made it this far, the keyword is boomer. I'm going to be giving out $100 in increments of 10. So 10 winners. So go ahead and DM me on Twitter at, Jethro. And
what's the rules? Like, you know,
there's no rules. Just DM me. I'm going to throw you guys all in a thing.
I'm going to DM you.
Okay, not win. You.
There's no,
okay.
Well, there's okay. No rules. You
we,
said
we
okay,
are not
there's
eligible.
No rules right now. Okay, you can enter. I don't care. It's a giveaway for whoever here, whoever provides me the keyword boomer. You have a chance. So if you made it this far, good luck.
The reason being is that Jeff wants to have the most for this season. Wants to have the most listened episode, because when you're on top, you want to be on top. And there's one person. There's one dragon he has to slay. Who goes by the name Game Dev Cardo. And Jeff is going to be like Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park, where, you know, you look at Game Dev Cardo as the T-Rex, and he will slay that dragon. So
in the little pre-meeting before we started recording, I was trying to figure out who's number one, and you guys told me it was Cardo, and Cardo beat me to get the RTX 3080. You know, I've been trying every day to get this card. It's not happening. Cardo has inside connections.
It's personal.
Jeff, I ordered it like in September.
I'm out. I'm done. Nope, I'm done.
But I still don't have it. I'm still waiting on it.
Saved.
I email, like, drunk at this all the time. Is it coming, Liz? Is it coming? I'm like, no, dude, it's not coming.
He's got this nice computer. And now
I'm
only
until I have my card. That's my deal.
Like, yeah. And he has this really nice PC that's built, and it's just waiting for a card. And I'm just like, hey, have you got it yet?
Honestly, I should have it by the time this podcast is released. You know, if I don't have it by then, I'm gonna throw that PC through the window. I mean. Wait.
Did 10,900K.
I got the Z490E from Asus on it. I got the NZXT case. I got the Huey NZXT thing. I got everything. Like, this is a monster machine. This is gonna, you know, be Blaze 2.0. I'm gonna like invent my streaming and shit like that. And I'm fucking waiting on a 3080 to come. You know.
I think it's funny is that how do you pronounce that, Jeff? What? Hue, the light Hue? System.
Hue.
They call it Huey over in EU.
Oh, I had
Huey.
No idea what he was talking about. Yeah. I'm like, the what Hue the hell light. Is Huey?
Hue.
I had Hue. No idea. I thought it was like a brand or something. I was just going with it. I wasn't gonna call him out.
I'd be like, Blaze, it's called Hue. Okay, cool. Huey, and he says it like Stewie. You know that? It's the Huey, like cool, whip.
Si vous savez parler français ou une autre langue, on serait bien, d'accord? Ne rigolez pas avec mon anglais. Merci beaucoup.
Oui. Okay.
Okay.
He went to, okay, all right. From the people
flexing,
in the back.
Flexing
hard
now.
Flex. Dang, we can speak pig Latin, but we ain't doing that on this podcast.
Don't forget, English is my third language, guys.
We keep
I try my best, okay? Don't tease me all the time.
Okay, we are going to, like, from now on, whenever you go to say it, it's Hue. Hue.
Huey.
No.
Huey.
Huey. Yeah.
Huey.
But, so you guys heard it first from the man, the myth, the goat, the legend, Jeff. You wouldn't say it Jeff Tro, would you? No, it's Jeff Thro. So if you guys make it this far.
I actually say Jeff Tro. I do.
He's endless,
Jeff
so.
Throw.
So, Jeff, go ahead and repeat the rules
yeah.
And regulations.
So, basically, no rules other than DM me the keyword, which is boomer, and I'm going to be giving out a total of $100, $10 increments, so 10 winners. Just DM it to me. I'm going to do like a random roll with everyone's name in there. If you made it this far, you know, hopefully we increase the viewership. We're trying to beat Cardo. You know, we
listenership.
Can't,
not viewership.
Yeah. Okay, viewers. I mean, they gotta view it before they can click on it, right? I mean, it's, you know. So technically, they're still viewers.
Touche. You got it. He got you there. Look, he's the man.
So anyway, yeah. Just a little giveaway to try to beat Cardo. If we still don't beat Cardo, I think you know, we might be a little depressed for a couple hours. So please beat Cardo by you know, participating.
Look, he's lost to Cardo on a 30-80. The only way I will take this part of the podcast out is if Cardo sends me a 30-80. Then I'll be like, why is that? None of that makes sense. There's a big gap, but no. In all fairness,
just create 10 different accounts on Twitter and like DM and boom.
You guys don't be douchebags about it, because this man's giving up $100 of his own money. It's for a good cause, mm-hmm.
He just wants to be able to tweet out that he beat.
Take game that, Cardo.
That's literally okay. You kept asking what I wanted to do in life. Where am I going? That is my goal. I want to beat Cardo. That's the only
goal. To beat Cardo in podcast listening episodes. So, and just so you know, the number's getting close to 200. So you better bring your friends.
I probably, you know, we should ask next time to Cardo and the other people that we know at H1. They have probably been watching you play H1Z1, like on the server, like, this guy's cheating because he's throwing, or what's wrong with this guy? Like, why is he running backwards instead of forward and stuff like that, you know? Like, what's this guy doing? Like, is the game broke on him or something? Nope. I think they've been watching you a lot on the headquarters, you know?
That is true, actually. When they rebranded from H1Z1 to Z1 Battle Royale, they did have me up on the big screen. Like Jason and Arclator had me up on the big screen, and they were witnessing me in all my glory. So, yeah,
just god tier, you know? Gameplay. It's like, hey, maybe this guy is he hacking? He's that good. So, but me personally, I want to say, Jeff, thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy day. You got done with work, you jumped on here, and I'm sure you want to spend some time with the family. And you probably, when's the next, I can't say this because it's going to, we're in the future. We're in the future.
You probably have, there's been at least probably 20 streams from 20, the time
at least
this
20,000 streams since then. So,
yeah.
What do you have plans for your Christmas streams?
Any special plan? We always come up with something. Every year we come up with something. So I'm sure I did gingerbread houses last year, and we did custom ornaments. Whoever like donated and whatever, they got their name on there. And my wife was helping me make like cute custom ornaments. So, you know, we could do something like that. I always try to come up with something new. So we'll come up with something by then. I mean, we got a couple months to figure it out, but I'm sure it'll be something goofy.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
Do you have like a set like stream schedule that you go off of, or is it just boom?
I used to have a stream schedule where when I was like really heavy into it and like streaming probably a little too much and working and whatnot. I kind of just try to hop on when I'm feeling it now, but mostly right when I'm off of work. So 2:30 PM Mountain Time is normally when I just hop on and stream for a few hours, as long as chat's continuing to entertain me. If chat gets boring and they're not even trying anymore, they just leave. They, you know, they got me muted. They don't even care. I'm out of here. You know, as soon as chat dips, I'm dipping, you know,
when you start talking about yourself in the third person, you should start.
Exactly.
Doing that.
Yep.
Jeff Throw doesn't stream. If you're not going to talk, don't make Jeff Throw in the stream, because Jeff Throw will. So, but you guys, we will make sure that all of Jeff's information, the 7-time esports champion, his information is in the description below. And anything else you want to shout out, Jeff? You want to talk about or
shout out your amazing YouTube, where you put those videos of you building that house for your kid. You know that what was it again? The wood swingy thing that took you like a million days.
Yeah, basically everything is Jeff Throw. So if you want to check me out on anything, it's Jeff Throw. That's enough for the shout outs. I just want to say,
wait,
thank
you have TikTok? Do you have TikTok?
I do. Yes, everything
do
is
you
Jeff. Actually, like, is that under Jeff Throw? I don't even know if that's under Jeff Throw.
I don't follow you on TikTok yet, but I'm like, suddenly I'm like,
Dude, wait, I can't see you. Wait, that would you be don't funny. Follow. Wait, hold on. You don't follow me, but I follow you.
Could be. Is it Jeff Troll on TikTok?
Yeah.
I'm barely on TikTok lately because I got so addicted that I wasn't even looking at my girlfriend anymore, and she got mad at me, and she threw my phone. Like, that's Brazilians, you know? They get mad sometimes. Jeff Troll, let me check on.
But I did want to say thank you to you guys. I did play, you know, a little hard to get. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. You know, I didn't really feel worthy. Like, I don't know. I just don't feel like I don't know. Hopefully I gave someone something, you know, something to look forward to, made it interesting in some way. But thank you for having me on for sure.
Oh, man. No, it was an honor. I mean, yes, you did play hard to get. But, you know, sometimes when you're playing hard to get, it makes it, you know, even more worthwhile. But. You know, and like we always said, anybody and everybody out there, and this goes for anybody in content creation, whether you're that person that streams with just Nightbot in your chat and or you're doing videos and no one watches them. Everybody has a story in their life. Everybody's got a story. Don't ever sell yourself short because every story I think is unique, and that's what makes us all, you know, that person.
That
you
is
know?
True.
So, you know, except for you, because I'll never win seven esports championships, you know, and but so we'll have all of Jeff's information in there in the description below. His stream schedule, whenever he wants, that's what it is. So you guys have to make sure you guys are following. If you guys are following him, then you'll know when he goes live. All I can say is just sit back and enjoy the ride. Be entertaining and enjoy the ride. And he will make you sign a parental consent because, you know, he can't guarantee your safety with laughs. So, but yeah, anything else? And once again, like you said, Jeff said the code word DM on Twitter, code word boomer. And you are in the running. He's giving away $100 of his own money in $10 increments. So 10, $10 winners for listening to this podcast and his quest to beat Game Dev Cardo. So. Any parting words there, Jeff, as the final episode of season one?
Absolute honor. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you. Blaze, thank you very much, brother, for doing the ride.
Man of little words. I was he's going to do a speech, you know, like,
something.
Like,
no,
thank
no,
you
no.
for having me on. Okay.
Jeff Throw,
it's like
out.
When I DM'd you and you, like, just... put a thumbs up. Or
like I told him, I was like, I go, like, all Jeff does
dudes!
Are, it's like Jeff responds in like emojis or whatever. I go, Jeff, hey, would you be the final episode for the season one? Fire emoji. And I'm like, what? And like, he goes, he gave me a thumbs up emoji. I was like, damn it, Jeff. He's toying with our emotions. So
he was toying with our emotions,
but it was worth
it. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it was
from me to you, thank you very much. It does mean the world that you're in here more than you know. Blaze, thank you for doing this season one ride for me. You've been replaced by Jeff. We didn't want to tell you on the podcast, but it sucks.
I mean, if it's Jeff, I don't mind, honestly. he would be a worthy replacement.
Yeah, thank you very much. For doing this, doing this ride with me in season two. Jeff, you are more than welcome to come back anytime. I would like, once you slay the Game Dev Cardo, is doing a season two episode with you to, you know, you being braggadocious in his face, you know, it's like, hey, I beat you. I didn't have to be I didn't have to work for a Daybreak or PlayStation. To get all these listens, to use that power, you know, I did it because of me.
It's gonna be all over Twitter. I'm gonna blast it all over Twitter.
It's gonna be on. So, once again, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Blaze. It's been an honor, both you guys.
Thank you, Drunkhead.
One is in the books, and just keep in mind, if you guys are out there, you guys better be fragging, because if you ain't,
you probably be.
Lagging.
Come on, Jeff.
Lagging. Yeah. There we go. All right, thank you, guys.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Mom! 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 Get the camera! I gotta kill! Mom, I gotta kill! Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, mommy, I gotta kill. Finally, after 250 games sitting in a corner, I'm dying to the gas.